When you go out on a first date with somebody, you never know if there's somebody else with you on that date.
What?
There could be somebody watching the entire time.
Wait, someone that's not actually on the date with you?
Or they could technically kind of be on the date.
I don't get it.
Now that you're thoroughly confused,
yeah.
Let's talk to Taryn,
okay.
Who was on a date that she wasn't really invited to.
What?
Still don't get it.
It'll make sense. Taryn, what's up? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Oh my God, Taryn, you just sound like a stalker right now.
Really?
No, it's not like that.
Yeah, that's what all stalkers say.
This might actually be the first time we're doing a second date update like this, Taryn. I'll go ahead and let you tell the story. So what do you want to do today with a second date update?
So I'm a waitress at an Italian restaurant, and I was serving a guy who was on a date with someone else. But throughout the course of it, he is really, really nice. He was very sweet and, like, cool, calm, collected. And she was like a wannabe Kardashian. She was really rude. She was rude to me. She was snobby to him and everyone else around. And I'm kind of interested in him.
Oh my God.
See? So wait, you kind of were on the date. Like, you never think about that, but your server is actually on your date too. They're experiencing some things with you.
True.
I just got to kind of experience their whole date. And I saw how everything was happening and just watching it happen between them.
Wait, can you give us some of the highlights of their date before we move on to you getting a date with him?
Honestly, I felt bad for him because he was being very nice to her. And he was being very calm with her while she would just go on and on about herself. Anytime I came by or even walked by, she was talking about herself, talking about how amazing she is, talking about the men that she has, like, messaging her and texting her. And
that
sounded like she's trying to make him jealous. She even at one point said to him, she's like, I almost didn't go out with you. Like, I wasn't sure if you were good enough for me.
Whoa, she actually said that?
She said that?
Come on.
I'm serious.
And
what was his reaction?
Yeah, could you see his reaction?
He just kind of chuckled and he was like, oh, he's like, I hope you're having a good time. And she's like, oh, yeah, I totally am.
And wait, are you sure, though, that he wasn't into it? Because although it's totally baffling to me, too, some guys like that.
I mean, I don't really know, but just reading his body language, it, you know how, like, you can see two people together and you're like, one person is totally not in this and they want out? That's what I kept getting the vibe of like,
oh my God.
He's trying to be really nice. He's not a bad guy. And he doesn't want to just up and leave her, but he was also not into it.
God, this must be one of the best things about being a waitress is being able to eavesdrop on everybody's dates. I mean, and get your own dates off of the whole thing, too, but
I mean, it does kind of help. I mean, you get to meet a lot of people that way.
Yeah.
I used to wait tables a lot, and I would love it when, like, you'd get a couple who was in an argument. It was so fun to experience the awkwardness of going up to their table. I know they weren't in an argument, but still, she was being pretty crappy to him, it sounds like.
Yeah, she just talked about herself the whole time. She's very, extremely high maintenance and selfish.
Did you have any interaction with him?
I did. She at one point got up to go to the bathroom, so I kind of saw that as my moment to kind of go in and just make sure, you know, I wasn't being creepy of like, hey, how are things going? Like with her, it was, you know, is everything okay? How's dinner? You know, any drinks? And just kind of letting him know that I was, you know, there, supportive, trying to be low-key about it.
Okay.
All right. And did he seem interested?
I don't know. You know, I just didn't want to do anything to jeopardize my job.
Of course.
Like, tell her off and be like, you get out of here.
He's stupid.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He is a sweet man, and you're being an a-hole.
That'd be so amazing.
That would be awesome, actually. I just told my manager, you have to leave. How did you get his phone number?
Well, the restaurant I work in is more of a classier restaurant, so you do need to make reservations. So his number was in the reservations book.
Okay, now, wait, I'm going to stop you because now you're the one that's being a little sketchy.
Well, no, I'm not asking him to go out. I just want to know if he's even interested.
Do you think he'll even remember you?
Well, that's where I'm kind of hoping you guys can help me out to see if he does.
Yeah, we'll probably have to jog his memory with the actual date he was on. What? So other than a wannabe Kardashian, how could I describe her when we call him?
I mean, she's really high maintenance. She had her makeup super, super done, her hair.
Okay, but he might not think that, you know, because he was on a date with her. So what, like just color hair? Yeah, something real quick so I could be like, hey, you went on a date with this person. Do you remember?
She was short. for sure.
Okay.
She had long blonde hair, but it wasn't all real. She obviously had extensions.
Okay.
The color didn't match perfectly, but it was blonde.
All right.
She had like a really tight green dress, but it didn't fit the restaurant. It was kind of tacky. It was a little trashy looking. Okay. Like,
so I'm going to say, hey, do you remember going out with a chick with really bad extensions and a tacky green dress at an Italian restaurant? He might remember that, actually.
I think it's a better description.
Did he say anything to you when he left? Like, you guys flirt at all?
I'm not really sure. Like, I thanked them. I told them to have a great night. And he was like, thank you. You know, you too. You know, thanks so much. So it was, I mean, he made eye contact with me. Not everyone does that, so.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe he's into you.
I mean, I know that this isn't the traditional way of doing things, but I figure give it a shot. Why not?
Okay. Cool. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and see if we can get you a date in sort of a second date update.
Okay, thanks.
All right. We'll do it next. Hang on.